Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition. Come on, say it with me, of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Matter of fact, if you see G. Riley and Tosh Riley out here in Columbus, Georgia and surrounding areas, go ahead and tell us, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Hey, listen. We are broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia to the mighty Eufaula, Alabama and surrounding areas. You know what? Today's Sunday Conversation is kind of special to me because I have my son, my godson, someone who I had a major part in raising in the barbershop. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio, Mr.
Kwame Hope.
Who?
Kwame Hope. One, the only.
Kwame Hope. Okay, Mr. Kwame Hope. What do you do, Mr. Hope?
Right now, I am a federal paralegal out on Fort Benning.
Okay, could you break that down in layman's terms? What is that?
So I handle all the legal actions for the basic training battalion.
Okay, now Father's Day is today, and so I wanted to bring a man's man in today to have a man's man conversation. So today, just coming off the top of my head, ladies and gentlemen, today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, drum roll, is entitled Man to Man. Yeah, that's original. Man to Man. All right. Mr. Kwame, first of all, how are you doing today? And thank you for coming.
I'm pretty good, Pop. I'm excited to be here with you.
Well, I'm excited to have you. It's Father's Day. And so I want to get down to the get down because we have a lot of information for fathers and mothers and people out there in the surrounding areas. Now, my first question is there a difference between a father and a dad? Because I hear a lot of chatter around here about, well, he was just a donor. They call that dad, but a father is something different. So I want to ask you, is there a difference, and have you experienced the difference as a child and or as a parent?
Without a doubt, there's a difference. Let me ask you this.
You don't ask me questions.
Listen. Okay, you gotta hear me out now. The birth certificate doesn't say dad, does it?
Nope.
I think because the title dad is earned, father is what you produce in a sense, right?
Uh-huh.
But so that's why I say it's a big difference. Dad is the man that makes the time, that wants to be there. That's willing to be there. You can be a father just by producing that child.
Okay, so you hold the term dad in a little more higher esteem than a father.
Yes, but I do think it might be subjective for some.
You could be a father and walk away, never raise your child, never have any type positive influence.
Just like you can be a man by genetic makeup, but that doesn't make you a man per se.
So we have far too many just fathers out here.
Yeah, you just had influence on having that child. You didn't.
Okay,
you weren't
you know
a
what?
Dad to him.
I like that. Now, explain to me which one are you and why.
Definitely a dad. I take pride in being a dad. Again, I didn't just have kids with someone. I take pride in being a dad. I love being a dad. I think that's my. Outside of my lovely wife, that's my most proud thing is being a dad.
But as a dad, with like the Sunday Conversation is entitled Man to Man. As a dad, this is the unique thing about being a dad. It's just not limited to your kids.
No, not at all.
A dad, for me, when I think of a dad, I think of a neighborhood dad. I think of that male on the block, whether he was white, black, red, or yellow. Took time out to play basketball with the kids.
Yes.
Fix a bike.
Yeah.
Teach you how to cut wood. Teach you how to cut grass. To me, on Father's Day, I remember my dad, great dad, but he wasn't very handy with tools.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a yard man.
Gotcha.
He taught me how to be a man. Now, he taught me a lot of things, but there was a Mr. Underwood.
Gotcha.
He was handy. He taught me how to, he really taught me how to saltwater fish.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Underwood didn't deal with a lot of people. Gotcha. So he taught us how to play dominoes at 10. And listen, if you never played dominoes, and he was an old veteran, and he used to treat us like we was in the army 20 years
you
with
sit
him.
Down at the table.
So when he threw them bones down at that funky five and bust up the whole table, I'm like, man, that's what I think of as a dad. It's so vast, man. It's so many layers
for sure
to being a dad versus a father.
But like I said, you got to want to, right? You got to be willing. It has to be something in you that wants to really put that time and effort in. Because that's where it all starts at. Like, I love being a dad. That's what you'll get. Some men, they just look at the monetary aspect and think they're good. But that's just providing.
It's more.
So much more.
So let's talk about it, man to man. Let's talk about it. If you're talking about being a dad, can you be coached up? Is it something that you naturally progress to?
I think it's a little bit of both. It depends on the cards that you was dealt, right?
Okay. Let's get into cards. How important is it to have an example of a great dad, a great father?
It definitely.
It's important, but it's not necessarily necessary.
Let's use you and me, right?
Okay.
I'm 35. You met me at 15.
Right.
I knew of my father. But you taught me a lot of things that I needed as a man that was essential to being a dad.
Right.
Right? So though some things I feel like is going to be written in our essence as men that we'll get naturally, but some things it's even better to have that somebody that can show you. So it can be like a two-headed monster. You could be good without, but you want to go through something.
You know, I'm thinking about like some relationship with us. I'm thinking about it was some times in my life growing up because my dad worked two jobs. So a lot of times he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was some stuff that my mama taught me how to be a man as far as, and this is interesting, how to take care of a lady, how to talk to a lady.
For sure.
You know, because dad had that rough side, that very abrasive side. But mama had that gentle side, like, and I was thinking about that this morning. Mom taught me how to love her. And so when I started looking for a wife, I started looking for the same qualities that my mom had. I wanted someone that was loving, mm-hmm. that was nurturing. I wanted someone that could cook like my mama. Now Tasha couldn't cook, but I might get in trouble. But Tasha don't cook like my mama. I'm going to get in trouble for that.
I ain't saying that, no doubt.
Look, but that was part, my mama taught me certain parts of how to be a man.
For sure.
From the love that she had.
And that's totally understandable. But I think if you look at your dad, Pop, and back in that time, I feel like, again, most of the men in that time were, you're really not too far removed from slavery, right? Uh-huh. So back then, you had to have a certain edge to you. And it was just more so work, work, work. So there wasn't really no time to really be, to have, you, we
that
never.
That was their love language.
Exactly.
Provision for my father was a love language. I love you and these lights on. I love your food on the table. I don't have to hug you and tell you that I love you if I'm providing.
Like I told you, my granddad would say, he'll call you and say, hey, Falcons playing. That's his way of saying, hey, I miss you.
That's it.
Versus some people need to hear. We have never went without seeing each other and not saying I love you.
That's right.
We have never seen each other and not said it. That's something that we both didn't get growing up.
You're right. So listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, I'm in the studio with my son, Kwame Hope, and we work together at Overflow Salon and Barbershop. Since we're talking about man to man, let's say people don't know what it is to be a great dad, a great father on this Father's Day. So let's give them some qualities that we think make up. And don't get me wrong, we're not trying to. This is not a broad stroke. It's a lot of different things to make up a great father. We're just naming some of them. Again, my wife and I say this: effective communication through spiritual growth. And so I think one of the main things for me as far as being the best father I can be, and we all fall short.
For sure.
I'm saying the best father I can be is I'm a communication kind of guy. I'm not a yeller. I'm not a cusser. I'm not going to jump up and down. I want to communicate. And so I think what helps you be a great dad is the ability to effectively communicate. And what I mean effectively is I might tell you something, but I need for you to repeat what you thought I just said.
Yeah.
Because I could say something, you'd be like, yeah, but you don't understand nothing I'm talking about. So effective communication is a great way to maintain a relationship between a father and a child.
I think my favorite aspect of being a dad is teaching.
I like that.
My daughter wanted to wash dishes at an early age, right? My wife like, no, baby, you might hurt yourself. I got the mindset to where it's you can't really avoid the hiccups, right? So I'd rather it be me. I would teach my kids anything. Like if you want to come outside with me, I got 3 daughters, as you know. They do just as much as my son. Yes. They'll come out here in the yard and get dirty. They'll come out here. Go start this grill up with me. Whatever it is that you're interested in doing. So I would say my thing that I like is teaching.
I like teaching. I like that a lot. We talk about teaching. I think about Anthony Kennebrew with him being a teacher. And I remember Anthony Kennebrew, school teacher of the year. He come to the shop and he used to always tell me, he said, Pop, I remember growing up when I was a little boy, you said, Anthony, you have book sense. But I need for you to have some street or common sense. And he always say that because teaching is such a vital part of your foundation and your evolution as far as a child to adulthood. And so, again, we talked about communication. We talked about teaching. I also believe in the love language as far as when you're talking about little kids and raising them up. As a father, I think you need to hug these kids, man.
Oh, for sure.
Touch them. Hug them. Let them see that it's okay for another man to tell another man that they love them.
For sure. But we display that. We display that often. I would say another one is instilling confidence. Never been a kid that came in the barbershop around us that didn't leave or didn't gain a certain type of confidence.
That's right.
They would be the most timid, soft-spoken. We teach command presence. You know when we...
Hold on. So go back. What's that word? Command what?
Command presence.
Okay. Go ahead.
We teach that, right?
That's right.
But a lot of the kids that we get through the sweepers program, they typically... my name is... Real soft-spoken, right?
Right.
But we lead with the example that we want them to see. Or they might not believe in themselves as much. We get them that love and belief in them, and that boosts the confidence. Think about it, Pop. Every kid that done came through the shop, including myself, was probably one of
everything. I think about command presence with the children that come through Overflow Salon and Barbershop. Everything can't necessarily be measured on paper.
No.
And when you have a child that, And this goes a long way in life. When you have a child that can shake your hand firmly, look you in the eye as a man, say yes, sir, and no, sir, and be able to articulate.
Yes.
Articulate how they feel, because children have feelings too.
For
and
sure.
All because they children, that doesn't mean you should be able just to shut them down and discount what they have to say. And so, but that's a part of communication. So, but I like that about ourselves. And I think as a father, not only should we love, hold these kids and touch these kids, for me, I try to show my kids and grandkids how I love their grandmama, Katasha Riley, how I love her out loud. Yes. And most people know if I'm on the mic somewhere, I'm going to give honor to God first, and then I'm going to tell you how much I love my wife, because I need you to understand as a child, as a son, as a daughter, whatever, that part of what makes me is the way this woman support and love me.
Without
God
doubt.
Say I'm the head, but if I'm the head, Katasha Riley is the neck. And I can't move or do nothing without Katasha Riley having my back. And so I try to love my wife out loud to be I try to be an example, not just as a Christian, as a man of God, but I try to be an example as a husband and love my wife out loud, because when my wife is not in my presence and I go somewhere or she goes somewhere, she doesn't have to worry about whether Riley's acting a fool, saying something or doing something. And so when my daughter sees this and my son sees this, when they go look for a husband, they go look for a wife, they be like, you know what? My daddy didn't say that to my mama. My daddy didn't put his hands on my mama. Mm-hmm. My daddy loved my mama, respected my mama, took care of my mama. And so you have to love your spouse out loud in front of your children to set the standard.
Because the way that we live our life every day is the standard. It's a template for what they're going to see and what they're going to want. Right. So you have to constantly be mindful. You got to constantly be mindful. If I can say, add on to what makes you a great father, I would also say being resilient. Being resilient. But I'm going to also add, I'm going to put a slash on there. Resiliency and discipline.
Discipline.
Because yes, I feel like for me, they go hand in hand, right?
Yes, sir.
One thing about being a good dad and just being a good man, you got to know how to take losses and keep winning.
Yes, sir.
And what I mean by that is, right?
I like that. Say that again.
You got to know how to take losses, but keep winning.
Oh, that's
so
powerful.
So if we go, the Warriors went 73-10, right?
Right.
They took some losses.
That's right.
But they had one of the best records in the NBA.
That's right.
And you still winning.
Take a loss, but keep winning.
And keep winning, because that's part of being a man. Because something ain't going to go your way.
Yeah.
Conversation we was having on the porch, and we was talking about something. Me and you look at it like, we'll sit back and like, how can I go about fixing this situation? Because that's a lot of times you're going to sit with yourself as a man and figure out, it's going to be, daddy, what we're going to do, or baby, what we're going to do.
It's so funny. You say it as a man, you sit with yourself. There was a customer in the shop the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he finished getting his hair cut. Mr. O.
Oh,
I ain't gonna say his name. He was just looking off in the, I don't know if you remember. Mm-hmm. He was looking off in the distance. And I thought to myself, shoot, I know what that look is.
Yeah.
That man got some of his mind.
Yeah.
Don't mess with him.
Yeah.
He is trying to figure it out, because dads are resilient.
For sure. We got to be.
We have, and your son or daughter also, for me, is a big part of, y'all have to see me worship. Y'all have to see me pray. Y'all have to see me get on my knees. And you have to see me apologize when I'm wrong. Because sometimes as a parent, even though we try to do the best that we can as a parent, sometimes we get it wrong and we miss.
Because there's no book on parenting.
And that's when we got to go back and be like, you know what, son or daughter, I miss.
Yep.
I remember... When haircuts, I think my haircuts was $15. And my son Darius kept trying to tell me to go up to 20 or 25. I'm like, no, man, the economy is such and such and such and such. But he was right. The shop could hold it. The economy could hold it. And I had to admit, you know what? Sometimes young people see stuff that an older generation, we might not want to change, or we resistant to change. But sometimes we just got to get back, man, and just trust what we put in our children, too.
That's what I was just about to say. Think about that sense of belief that he had in himself to jump out there like that.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the confidence we were talking about.
It goes back to the confidence. But I think the great thing about being a father on this Father's Day is, man, just letting your children learn from you,
mm-hmm.
but you also learn from them.
Without a doubt.
And I think sometimes we miss it. Now, I want to get into this, because it's hot and heavy on this Father's Day, man. The saying is, happy wife, happy life. But what about daddy? Listen, this is just me personally. It's Father's Day, Katasha Ryan. I don't want no new socks. I don't want no underwear. I don't need another tie. I don't need no more cologne. Okay? We go all out on Mother's Day. We raise these kids up, we take them to practice, we buy uniforms, and soon they get somewhere, they want to talk about mama. And nobody want to talk about daddy. So on this Father's Day, I understand happy wife, happy life, but what about us?
See, my thing with that though, Pop, check this out. when whatever you put into a woman, she's going to reciprocate it, right? Well, at least for my wife, because she's amazing like that. Like, whatever I do, she's going to bring it back tenfold. But I also take pride in making her happy. So it don't even feel like I'm just having to put forth the effort, because that's something I want to do. That's something I desire to do. That's something I love to do. But with that, it's almost like a for me and my wife, like a friendly competition. We'll be so anxious when it comes to Father's Day or anniversary or holiday, where we literally just got to the point where we don't show each other gifts or give you an early gift or give you, because that excitement about the smile that I'm going to bring you for what I got you.
Because it's consistent.
You know what I'm saying? So for my house, it's a little different. So I can't, it's happy. As long as she happy, I'm happy, we
everybody
happy.
Everybody house different.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the house. You raised dog. What's the name of your kennel?
Goomba Bullies LLC.
Okay. Goomba what?
Goomba Bullies LLC.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Goomba Bullies. So we talking about dogs. Man, is a dog really a man's best friend, and why?
Dogs are a perfect example of unconditional love. They're a perfect example. Regardless of what you do or what they go through, that dog gonna love you and be happy to see you and be around you, no matter what happens.
I think personally, man, dogs represent a no judgment zone.
For sure.
So whether you had a great day or bad day, man, they happy to see you. Everybody, as a man, we understand when we get home, sometime nobody even happy to see us sometime. But that dog, sometimes dealing out on the stove.
Everybody got an attitude in the house.
Attitude.
But guess who gonna love you?
But that dog.
Get who happy regardless.
That dog happy.
You can't do no wrong to that dog.
Look, that dog is gonna be there, brother. So I suggest, man, get you a dog. Now my last and final question. This kind of controversy. Can a married man have a female friend?
Ooh.
Or what boundaries? Or what boundaries need to be set?
Definitely got to be boundaries, but I feel like if you as a married man have female friends, for one, you shouldn't have no type of friendship with the opposite sex if you can't maintain platonic relationships. That's first and foremost. So with that, if you have friends of the opposite sex, I don't even think that you should have to set those boundaries, because out of respect, your friends are gonna automatically do that for you. So that goes for both, that works both ways.
100. Look, in closing, Q, is there anything maybe you want to say or talk about before we close? Great conversation.
I'm honored that you allowed me to be in here with you today and share your space. I'm proud of what you're doing, hip hop. I didn't believe that you could do it, but you're doing it. I'm just joking. Hey, I'll probably say that on the radio.
Gabby Award winning Sunday conversation.
But nah, I'm truly, truly, truly just happy to be here and share this opportunity.
Great
with
conversation.
You. For sure.
Great conversation.
But this is what we do on a regular.
This is kind of like a barbershop talk.
For sure.
Look, this has been Gerald Riley of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys.
Stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.